Let's get into Joe's need to know news. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress and the House of Representatives. That'll be going on around 9 o'clock tonight. Biggest thing I'm looking forward to is a week or two from now when we get to see the This Is Us finale, whatever season it is.
Yeah, where has that been? Did that not air last week?
I think I was reading, Alex, because of everything happening with like the shutdown and then like will the thing be? The network's like, whoa, we're just going to wait. So they finally, that's when they moved it. So it'll be, I believe, next week.
Gotcha.
I'm looking forward to that. But if you're wondering if a show gets preempted tonight, that's what's going on. Expect that. I think this is kind of cool. I know people will disagree, but the Boy Scouts of America established its first all-girl troop in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Nearly 30 troops with an estimated 200 girls took the Scout Pledge on Saturday and across the country, as well as in D.C. Thousands of girls have entered the scouting program since Friday, becoming eligible to achieve the rank of Eagle Scout. I think it's kind of cool. What do you guys think?
I mean, I think it's cool. Like, if girls want to do that, I just, like, probably wouldn't, you know?
Why wouldn't you do it?
Like, I'd rather sell cookies than try to, like, build a fire. That's just my own personal take.
Okay.
But, like, good for women out there. Hell yeah. Woo!
I think it's cool. I don't know. Alex, what do you think?
I think that there's, like, nothing wrong with having them separated and letting them, you know, focus on being boys and girls focus on being little girls and getting to have that time to spend with other little girls or other little boys.
Right,
I think there's value in that.
But what if little girls don't connect with the other little girls? Like, what if other
There are other groups for girls that do...
Like what?
I don't remember what they're called, but there was a list of stuff that came out. But, I mean, there are different other things that you can do if you are more outdoorsy and stuff. But, yeah, pretty much biologically, most girls are going to want to do girl things. Most boys are going to want to do boy things. So you're making another exception for a minority in society. It's like, why are we making a huge group decision based on a tiny amount of kids?
I know a lot of my friends growing up in Kentucky were really big into hunting, fishing, camping, doing all that kind of outdoorsy stuff. And they didn't do Girl Scouts because they would have much rather do Boy Scouts, but they couldn't.
I think it's a cool thing right there. I think it's great that they're having the opportunity, if they want to do that, because otherwise they may not have that opportunity. If you were a betting person when it came to the Super Bowl, man, this is something you should have done. Somebody bet $250 on the LA Rams only scoring 3 points in the Super Bowl.
What?
And I guess the line in that was 400-1. So they, he or she, we don't know who it was, won more than $100,000 on a $250 bet.
That's insane.
But who would have thought that only 3 points from them? Right?
A lot of people, I bet the over. And so, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, what was it, like 51 points they're going to try to score or something? Researchers, we just talked about this the other day. It's so funny. And I thought Alex had good handwriting. Researchers surveyed 2,000 adults and found 45% of people struggle to figure out what they wrote with their own handwriting. When asked how they'd feel if they had to write sentences on a whiteboard in front of their peers, a third said that would give me severe anxiety, while 23% were terrified at the thought of doing it.
I relate to that.
People said their poor handwriting skills have led to instances of miscommunication at work with their coworkers. I honestly, I'm embarrassed, but not too embarrassed. But like, you can see, right, you can't read it, but this is my handwriting. Can you read any of that?
No, it looks like chicken scratch.
Okay, I wrote this like this personal stuff for me to do. It's not even. It kind of goes down like a downward slope angle.
Your handwriting's ugly, but so is mine.
It's like italic.
Well, I do have that certain setting that I change. I hit my hand. So if you have that, you're not alone. This is in the category of duh. Researchers at Texas A&M are working on a new AI program that can tell when your spouse is in a bad mood just by listening to their voice. Can't we all already do that? Like, don't you know when your significant other's pissed, or don't they know when you're grumpy and in a bad mood?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty. I mean, for me, I know it's pretty obvious to my wife, Lindsay.
Right.
And she, like, with her, she just doesn't talk.
Typically, it's when I'm hungry.
Oh, is that what we're dealing with right here? A little bit of hanger. A cryptocurrency company in Canada says they can't access $137 million worth of customers' money because the guy who knew the password was the only one and he just died.
Yikes.
So let's say you were buying like Bitcoin and all this cryptocurrency, because I thought about getting into that. you can't access your money. The dude had the stuff and he's dead and they
don't
know where it's at.
Yeah, you gotta write down your passwords for things in case something like that ever happens to you so that your family can like get information, or if you go missing, they are, you know, can they get into your like Facebook and your phone and stuff and look at your things.
I'm sure the government has some professional hackers that can get into that. I mean, they hack everything
else.
They
don't care. They're not gonna do that if you're an average person.
And this story reminds me of Alex so much. We'll wrap up Need to Know News with it. Universal Studios Orlando now has a troll that farts glitter. If you're familiar with Trolls, the movie, he's Guy Diamond, the troll with the green nose and no clothing.
I love it.
Would totally be Alex in real life. But I saw the video and it's like, oh my God. It's like scary what came out of that butt.
I was at the kids club yesterday where I work at the daycare, and this kid got a brand new toy for his birthday. And if you pull out its tongue, it farts on you. And if you pull its arm, it does like a really loud fart. And I swear this kid was putting it in my face for 30 minutes straight, just farting in my face.
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Hey, so my biggest question for the Boy Scouts is, I know they are changing their name to just Scouts, which is fine, but they have a level that is actually called Boy Scouts that comes after Cub Scouts. Are these girls going to be called Boy Scouts?
I'm sure they're going to have to rearrange the entire program for these 8 girls that want to do it.
Fun fact.
Well, and that is what is very wrong with this whole situation. This is an organization that has been around for years.
Yeah.
And they are trying to reconfigure the entire thing.
I agree.
It makes no sense.
So why, Allie, do you have a daughter or no?
I do. I have 2 daughters that are selling Girl Scout cookies. You want some?
No, I'm on a diet right now, but if you could hold a box or two. But what if your daughter said, hey, Mom, like, this is cool. Like, I'm hawking some cookies and all, but I actually want to do some of these other things, which, for whatever reason, is not offered as a Girl Scout. I just want to do it regardless if I'm a boy or a girl. Like, wouldn't you want her to have that opportunity? Or it's like, nah, sorry, you weren't born with a wiener.
The same thing that Boy Scouts offer. I would ask my daughter what specifically she is wanting to do, and we would go sign up to go do that.
It literally is almost identical, except one's for girls and one's for boys.
I mean, it's the same thing.
It's all
about the difference is that we're not having the girls with guns and teaching them how to shoot.
Yeah.
That's basically the only thing that Girl Scouts does not do that Boy Scouts does.
I don't see why everybody gets so like bothered by it, though, as if it's a big deal.
Because it's a virtue signaling. Because it's a virtue signaling thing, just to change the name when they're already almost the same anyway. That's all it is.
It's giving these girls a chance to do things that they normally wouldn't be able to do.
No, that's what Allie's saying, is that it is stuff they already are able to do.
Not all. I mean, there's some things they can do, but I think overall, if I had a daughter, I'd want her to have a chance to be able to do more things.
Yeah, they definitely are not identical. Like, if boys want to be able to make more money and sell cookies instead of popcorn, they should be able to, because no one really buys
Boy Scouts popcorn. No offense, Boy Scouts, but who buys your popcorn?
Maybe they will merge everything to be just cookies now. Allie, thank you so much.
Fun fact, I want to name my firstborn Scout, if it's a boy or a girl.
That is a dog name.
Yeah, I was going to say, that might be one of the dumbest things you've ever said here on the Joe and Alex show.